Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. Today, the message is around the use of review sites and using things like Doctify and Trustpilot and paid for review sites. I think they're different specialties. I think Doctify and what have you are quite common with other specialties. Plastic surgeons often use RealSelf. That's one that plastic surgeons use. And I've dabbled with these and I stopped quite a long time ago for a couple of reasons. Now, first of all, you have to pay for them. I think they often have a free service, but the problem with the free service is that they will put your competitors on the on your page. They will advertise your competitors who pay for the service on your page. And I spoke with them at RealSelf once, and they kind of like said, well, you know, you better keep answering RealSelf have a question and answer section, and they say you better keep answering questions, and you know if you're answering questions and you've not got the paid service, then it could be benefiting your competitors. So that made me stop answering questions, to be honest, rather than paying for it. And I often find that some people who get deep into these ones, like Doctify and what have you, when you Google them, the Doctify profile comes up first. And what you're doing by encouraging patients to put reviews of you on Doctify is you're growing Doctify's business. You're growing Doctify's website. You're improving the SEO, the search engine optimization of Doctify for your name. So you're actually helping Doctify to come up higher in Google searches, and it will often come up higher than your own website. And the problem is you can't control it. You can't control Doctify, or I shouldn't keep on going about Doctify. You know, ones like that, Trustpilot and other paid for services. And I discovered recently that actually, if you have a review on one of these places, you cannot put the review on your website without their permission. So even though it's your patient that you might have told to go there to leave the review is actually owned, if you like, by that website, and you have to ask if you can use it on your website. And if you stop paying for the service, well, then they're not going to let you use those reviews, even though those reviews are about you. So it's all about control, and it's all about control of the patient pathway and the direction of the patient. And when someone Googles you, you need to own as much of the real estate on the internet that you can, so that you can control where they're going and what they're seeing. The less that you control it, the more that it comes up Circle or Spire or Doctify or RealSelf or whatever, these places you can't control. And you want it to be coming up with your Twitter, your Facebook, your website, your YouTube. These are the things you need to have coming up, because these are the places you can control. The best place to ask patients to leave reviews, in my view, is Google. Have a Google My Business profile. You must get a Google My Business profile. You need a physical location for that, and claim that location. And which can be your local private hospital or wherever you do clinics, and get patients to put reviews there. That's where I would advise, for several reasons. First of all, you don't have to pay for it. Secondly, they link to your website. But thirdly, and perhaps most importantly, when someone has a locational search, so if they put orthopedic surgeon London or cardiologist in Leeds, it comes up with a little map with the people who have got Google My Business locations for that
for that specialty in that area with a little star rating of the reviews. And, you know, all you need is one 5-star review and then you come up with 5 stars and have in brackets how many reviews you've got afterwards. But, you know, if you've got no reviews on there, then it doesn't look anywhere near as good as having one 5-star review. But that is far more valuable because that is going to be seen by a lot more people, and that will be leading. Then there will lead. You can put information on your Google My Business profile. I encourage you to do that. But you can also put your website and you can lead people to your website from there. Now, I know you can lead people to your website from the Dr. Fies and what have you. But the main reason that I don't encourage you to do those ones is because you have to pay for them and you get locked in. And if you stop paying, then you lose all that goodwill that you've got and all that sort of SEO ranking for people searching for you. And then you're coming up and you're sending to a page which all of a sudden isn't as controlled by you anymore because you stop paying, and they will quite happily put your colleagues who are paying, put their profiles on your page to direct patients away. So that is a real problem, and just be very careful what you start paying for, because as soon as you stop, you kind of lost all those reviews. So the advice is don't start, and if you have started, don't carry on, stop, because you are building their brand and you want to be building your own brand. So encourage people, not necessarily your website, but I think for me personally, Google and Facebook are the places I would direct people to. We've had a bit of difficulty getting direct links for people to leave reviews on Facebook recently. I don't know why they've changed it, but they have. But certainly there is a direct link you can have that goes to your review site of your Google My Business page, and that's the go-to place to go. So if you haven't got a Google My Business page, get one now. It's free. It's relatively easy. You have a bit of a thing. I don't know. It's been years since I did it. When I did it, you have to claim a physical location, and they'll send you a postcard to that physical location with a code on it. And then you have to put the code into Google to prove that you have access to that physical location. But it's I would say absolutely essential, to be honest with you, to be on Google My Business. And I started using it more for things like when we had to hire a camper van and things. You know, you put camper van hire in Birmingham and all those Google My Business locations come up. So I'm using it more, and people do use it when, in fact, people don't even use it. It comes up automatically as soon as a search goes into Google with a location on it. So, you know, chest pain chest pain Wales, it will come up with people who treat chest pain in Wales with a little picture of a map. So you need to get onto the Google My Business, and that's where you need to be. I would stop paying for any service because you are building their business, and the whole point is you want to build your business and you want to control your business. So I think that is quite important, and I hope that you will look into it. If you are using those things, at least look into it, and at least be aware that you don't own those reviews, and you know, have a kind of idea in your head what you're going to do if you did decide to stop using them. Maybe kind of, if you don't want to stop, fine, but make a Google My Business alongside and maybe start getting reviews there as well. You know, maybe don't stop, but just start building up as well, just so not all your eggs are in one basket. Be careful. Caveat emptor. Hope that's helpful. HOLIDY coming up. So I'm off for 2 weeks. So goodness knows when I'll be back. Well, I'll tell you who knows. 3 weeks, whenever that is, 6th of July today. So I will be back on the 27th of July, I think. Anyway, see how I go. I might be before then. But anyway, get yourself a Google My Business profile by then, for goodness sake, if you haven't got one already. And I'll see you next time. Oh,